listener production. Bring in the drip, the pee, and the love. It's Matt and Alex all day breakfast.
Yes, Matt and Alex are here as per usual, but for a special Thursday edition, we're absolutely chuffed to have in the studio with us comedian Reese Nicholson.
Hey, what a dream to do a breakfast radio show recorded late in the afternoon. What
hey,
a treat.
Shush, Reese.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Reese, we're still trying to...
It's 4:38 and it's we release at 5 a.m.
Yeah.
So thank you for coming in.
Yeah, you guys
early.
Record this podcast in real time.
Yes.
That's what I think the audience knows.
Hey, listen up, Reese. Listen up. All right? If you want to... Geez, this is how you bloody... You know, you go to David Copperfield show and start telling the audience about, you know, where the pigeons are hidden.
You're asking the wrong person because, yes, I would. I 100% would. I have no time for magic.
I used to love watching the Magician's Secret Finally Revealed
the
shows.
The mask?
Yeah, the masked magician.
Totally.
Did we ever find out who that was?
He took his mask off one time, yeah.
Who was it? Just some guy?
Some guy, yeah.
Some absolute rando that knew I knew. That was the magic trick.
That man's name, Albus Dumbledore.
Yeah.
It was incredible. Matt hasn't watched Harry Potter. He won't get it.
Should we
jump into a podcast?
Yeah.
Hang out for a bit?
Sure.
All right, this is it. It's Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast. Let's do it.
Let's get this show on the road.
Let's go.
Here we go.
Reese Nicholson in the studio with us. Usually I introduce you as comedian, but you're starting to get a few strings to your bow, Reese.
Yep. Surgeon.
Surgeon is in there. Which is pretty incredible.
That wasn't professional, but I gave it a go.
Yeah, mechanic has done well.
R.I.P. But anyways,
look, if you want to choke in a restaurant that I'm in, and all I've got is a ballpoint pen, I'm going to give it a go.
Yeah, after seeing a few episodes of like ER or something.
I have been watching a lot of House lately. It's my background show. I think it's probably an ADHD thing. I can't ever be alone with my thoughts. So please, constantly, content in.
Do you know what? If you weren't, okay, let's imagine you weren't at, like, not surgery, but, you know, Millie Ford, very popular online TikToker, Instagrammer, etc.
Mm-hmm.
You know, appearing on Home and Away, mm-hmm. now just releasing a song. I mean, I've done a little bit of the old... you know, the old rap stuff myself.
Hip-hop.
What would be your side hustle if you could do anything?
Ooh, I reckon I would have like an Etsy store where I made like rugs out of hair or something like that. Like the kind of thing where...
hair rugs.
Yeah, and people are really like, they're a good comedian, but we are pretty worried about Reese Nicholson's mental health.
Just at the end of the show, you say, oh, there's a barber on the way out. If you're willing to donate to my next rug.
I'm taking... Look, we're calling the materials. They're samples. Let's be honest, they're samples.
Yeah, or just like, you've got quite a tall... sweeper kid at the hairdresser is dressed very, very sharply for someone sweeping up the hair.
How would people feel if I just started turning up to barbers and be like, can I have some of you? What do they do with the hair?
What do they do with the hair? I mean, I went to, I won't say that story because it's kind of sensitive. But I mean, I will just say
talking
it.
About
you have,
hair.
Yeah, I was going to say, is this because you have less hair now?
No, but like, I did something recently that involved going to an IVF clinic, and obviously they transfer embryos into, you know, wombs, etc. But then
and
the
you
ones
took a couple embryos with you on the way out.
How long do these freeze for?
Just asking for a friend.
Like, how long do
imagine
these last
the stress
in the freeze?
You have when you're trying to get the ice creams back to the house in time. Imagine doing that with embryos.
Well, during COVID, like deep COVID at the very beginning, when I went to get my very first COVID test, at the very beginning at a hospital in Melbourne, she took some of my blood, and that's never, and I don't know a single person that has also had their blood taken. And I'm not making that up.
It's the weirdest because she extracted it with her fangs.
Yeah, like, and I just ate a lot of garlic and she didn't like it. She didn't like it. But I genuinely think a nurse might have stolen my blood at the start of COVID.
Wow, looking forward to where that turns up in the future.
Yeah.
Maybe as a small hint in the new Reese Nicholson gin collaboration with Melbourne Gin Company, Reese.
That's one of the springs. Being on the ABC. Jesus Christ.
Well, welcome back to All Day Breakfast.
Yeah.
Yes. So you've got this gin. Did you do, how do you make a gin? Did you have like much of a, were you in
I don't know. I wasn't involved. No, it is trying to make it clear that it wasn't like a kind of, like Jessica Simpson having a jeans brand that she's never seen or something. Like I was involved in the kind of, but at the same time, so Andrew and Kate at Melbourne Gin Company, we'd kind of had this conversation about like, you know, it's maybe something I would very much be into and getting together. And then there was this, I told them the types of gins that I like. I like martinis and I like very like kind of sharp, pure kind of gins. And then I just kind of let them do what they wanted. And then we got to have a wonderful few afternoons of just drinking martinis. And it's interesting. The more you drink, the more you care less about how they taste. But no, it is. I'm genuinely, and I still feel a bit douchey talking about it because it feels strange. I feel like Martha Stewart or something going, you must try my, but it is genuinely delicious. Like we wanted it to be like, it's flavored, but not like a flavored vodka or something. It's not like a cruiser or something
like that. The thing about gin is it does like vary wildly. Like, you know, it can be so with all the botanicals. I mean, I just see the word botanicals and that seems to pop up a lot, but I think I know what they are when it comes to gin. So it's so
dirt. So we put a bit of dirt in there.
Flavorful and floral. And
I think it's not overly flat. Like you can drink it with like tonic or soda or whatever, but yeah, it's best as like a very cold martini. It's got like hints of grapefruit in it, and then like a little bit of ginger. That was like our little joke, like putting.
Do you remember? Do you know? I think Harley Breen was someone who taught me about the Truckee's martini. Have you ever heard of that?
Oh no.
Because I mean, like a classic martini is
gin and vermouth.
Five parts gin to one part. What is it? Dry vermouth. With an olive. If you want it dirty, it's with a little bit of the olive juice, etc. Something like that.
Yeah.
But anyway, and you served in a chilled glass. Harley Breen, I remember on tour one day showing me, he's like, no, just do the Truckee's martini, which is just straight gin in a cold glass.
Yep.
So it's like the old motel cup been chilled in the little thingy.
Well, I would say the Reece Nicholson collaboration with Melbourne Gin Company is just as good to drink cold in a glass. You don't need any of that vermouth. Someone did tell me, I thought on a meme or something recently, you know, the whole James Bond shaken, not stirred thing.
Mm.
Apparently, the theory is that he would do that, this fictional character, is because it waters down the gin a little bit and it makes water settle at the top. And so he could drink a lot of them as a spy and not get drunk. He was just drinking water the whole time.
That is so... That is bullshit.
It's absolutely bullshit.
That's something that a writer says, like, figures out afterwards.
Yeah, and Dumbledore was gay. Okay. Oh, so now he's gay. Any trans characters in there? No? All right. Interesting.
So what have you been thinking about lots recently, Reece Nicholson?
Well, as you would know well, this feeling, Matt O'Kine, it is coming up to festival season, so I've got to think of about an hour's worth of stuff, I reckon.
Yeah.
But what have I been thinking about recently? This is a thing that happened. My husband and I were on a little, my husband, Cara Wheatley, were on a little trip a couple months ago in a place called Daylesford, about an hour out of Melbourne. Mm-hmm. And in the middle of the night, this is where I'm in my age, I think. I'm 34. In the middle of the night, I woke up in excruciating pain in my abdomen, as an ant would describe their thorax. And I was in a lot. Thank you. Got Alex in a weird way that I wasn't expecting. But amazing amounts of pain. So we went to the emergency room at 3 o'clock in the morning, and it's like a little town. So the emergency room is nurse led, and we got there, and a woman called Barb was furious that we were there. I think she seemed like she was playing like online poker or something. And she was on a roll and we were disturbing her.
It's all right. I've got your blood here. We'll just pop it back in. We'll send you on your way.
Network. Yeah, we're just going to take a little bit more, actually. We're building a person. I do think with that I am going to walk past Melbourne Hospital one day and just see a room of me. Like a bunch of kids that look a lot like me and they're growing me to do experiments or something. Good on them. Good luck. I've got weak bones. So she felt around and I was like, yeah, like level 10, never been in this pain
before. Or as ants would say, exoskeleton. Yeah.
So she's feeling around And she just very casually says, with my husband there looking quite worried, but looking after me, she feels around, and I was worried it was my appendix, but it was the wrong side. And she was like, I reckon it might be your kidneys. I reckon you might have a kidney stone. So I'm not going to, and she very casually said, so I'm not going to touch your balls. And she kept moving on and told me that I should go to the, she gave me an oxy, which I've never had an oxy before, by the way. And I'm not making light of the oxy problem around the world, but I get it.
Oh.
It was amazing.
I've never had any sort of pain killing stuff.
Neither.
I don't think
it,
either.
Even like non-physical, all pain went away. I felt very good about the world for about 4 hours. I was like, wow, everything's okay. Going to be fine, I reckon.
Even though a few minutes before, excruciating, never felt it before pain.
This isn't medical advice. Matt and Alex advise that you stick with the oxygen.
Yes.
We do advise that.
But if a doctor says to take an oxy, give it a whack.
We can't.
Listen to your medical professional.
If a doctor says it. Like a medical doctor, not like a doctor of drama or something.
So you've got a kidney stone. Is that what happened?
I've got a kidney stone. And so I go to the doctor the next day, like a GP.
Oh, this freaks me out, by the way, man. I feel really uncomfortable
when I
hear stuff like
this. Well, I think we are in the age. So, the main question I'm getting at here is, how do you feel about professionals using non-professional language in a medical situation? Like, her saying balls and not testes or testicles
yes.
really threw me. And she and reacted in a way that
instead
was
of
like,
scrotum, was it like ball sack?
Yeah, yeah. She's like, get your ball bag out. but, like, what a... it wasn't comforting. And then the next day when I went to the GP, like she had said for me to do, and he was feeling around, he also didn't touch my balls. So I don't know what my medical cover is getting me. Why am I private? Is it not coverage with full release? But he felt around. And I was just trying to make, you know, that kind of uncomfortable doctor conversation. Mm. And I just kind of went, oh yeah, we went to the hospital last night. And she very casually said, I'm not going to touch your balls. And he went, oh, Barb. So whoever this woman is, she's got a rep. But I guess it's like, you know those situations where, like, it feels there's a person of power in the situation and they very quickly show themselves to just be exactly like you, and it made me automatically untrustworthy of the whole situation.
Yeah, I was talking to a friend recently who had was on antidepressants.
Yeah.
And the doctor said to them,
only take antidepressants if a doctor says.
But the doctor said to them that because the dose was so low, it's like, oh, it's quite a low dose. This would just be a placebo. You're like, well, why would you tell me that? I was starting to feel better. But now I don't think they work.
Well, it's like seeing very professional people be not, you wouldn't call it unprofessional, but I was during lockdowns, I was seeing on Zoom a therapist, and I stopped seeing her because she was always eating during our sessions. And it just really, like, if you can't get your time together, you can't fix my head, I don't think.
You can't schedule a lunch break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This could just be one of a series, and I mean a number of instances in which a medical professional has actually just been a complete imposter.
Yeah. Oh,
do you know how common it is that, like, these things just, there's just some lady who's pretending to be a nurse walking around the hospital?
Maybe the actual doctors and nurses were tied up in the back room, and this was like some imposter, and that's why they were so annoyed I was there.
Yeah. Here it is now, fake nurse, sentenced in Adelaide Magistrates Court to 4 months and 28 days in prison for pleading guilty to falsely claiming to be a registered practitioner for a second time. She was just jabbing people without qualifications.
And you know what I think?
Giving her the right things or just injecting saline or nothing? Or what was she doing?
I think this is the right time in history for us to be throwing mistrust on the medical community. I think this is the time.
That's what we want.
She was fined $10,500 in February 2020 for pretending to be a nurse and administering vaccines at a different medical center.
And I tell you what, it's actually rife in our industry as well. People are starting podcasts and they haven't got the qualifications at all.
People haven't gone
to school. They're not licensed.
People are doing stand-up comedy with just sending in resumes.
It's unbelievable. All right.
That's it,
well, we'll try and get to the bottom of this, but Reese is going to stick around. Mind blown up next. All right, Reese Nicholson, it is the segment where we try and blow listeners' minds. What incredible fact has been blowing your mind recently?
I mean, look, there's two options I can go with this. I can go with, like, that something that just has been blowing my mind for a long time is that cruise ships are still a thing. That's a fact.
You've done the comedy cruises.
I've done plenty of comedy cruises, and look, I will do them. Look, you do them on the way up, and you do them on the way down, and I'll be going on the way down again. They're the RSLs of the sea, and I'll be back there. Don't you worry.
There's something peaceful about them. I love being able to look out into the water and you know, just think and know that there are that there are a few bodies hidden away somewhere on this thing.
Oh, well, yeah, no, they do, because there's I've done stand-up material about it, but they have morgues on the ships. And a medical professional once told, like, another medical professional on the ship, I'm really going for the medical people today, told me when I said, oh, do you have morgues on the ships? And she was like, oh, yeah, absolutely. And she was telling me, she'd had a couple of wines. She was off duty. And she said, you know, thing about it is, though, some of these older ships like this were out here for months sometimes, weeks, months, and they fill up the morgue. And so if ever a lot of old people started living on the ships. So if ever you're on the top deck and they start offering free ice cream, and then she just took a big sip of her wine, and I just had to piece together that, oh, they're putting Nan and Pop are in the freezer.
That surely was a stitch up for you.
I'm giving
that
you one of these.
Has to have been a stitch up.
Mind blown.
No, please, please, if you know anything about whether this is true or not, get in touch with us at matt.n.alex, because I would love to be able to either confirm or debunk that. But no, have you got another fact, Reese Nicholson?
I mean, I got a movie fact. And it's not that. This blew my mind when I was a kid. You know the movie Hook?
Yes, I do.
Yes.
You know the person at the start of the movie that gets put in the boo-boo box at the very beginning?
This is a fact.
That is Glenn Close.
Okay, I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, well,
Matt,
some people's minds.
Glenn Close, the famous actress. Female actress, dressed as a pirate. Puts in incredible performance. It's one of the more spine-tingling things where the person gets put in the box with scorpions. It's incredible. There's another incredible cameo, I think. Was it Phil Collins is in that?
Phil Collins is in
film as well?
Carrie Fisher is in it. I'm one of those people, I infuriate my husband so much, I sit when we watch a movie and read the IMDb, like, fun facts, did you know, section.
As you're watching it.
While I'm watching it.
And so things as well, like, I just know all these weird, like, the TV show Captain Planet, Whoopi Goldberg was the voice of Gaia, the spirit of the Earth. The villain in that TV show that was my first ever crush, Dr. Alex, the woman with the hair in a side fringe that had the bad burns, that was Meg Ryan. Jeff Goldblum was the Rat Man. Sting was
Captain
a character
Planet.
Called Zahn.
How did they nail all these people?
So I literally know the answer to this. Jane Fonda's husband, Ted Turner, was the producer of the show, and he was like a big environmentalist, and he just asked all these really famous. Martin Short was the voice of a character.
There's a list here that says 15 celebrities you didn't know were involved with Captain Planet.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I am looking forward to rewatching Captain Planet. I'm looking forward to the new podcast, Fun Movie Facts with Reese Nicholson.
I would happily do that.
And I'm also looking forward
I'm listening. I'm available. I'm tech avail.
I'm also looking forward to seeing you at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival at the Home Comedy Club,
Woo!
Comedy Republic.
Comedy Republic.
As well as a few extra shows in the big town shows. Hall, which is great. Yes. You've got the gin. We'll have a few sips of that. So come down and see Reese. Have a little martini and it should be a whole lot of fun.
A teeny Reese teeny.
Thank you, Reese. We'll talk to you later.
I love you. Bye.
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 Well, given there's a little Easter festivities commemorations, what do you call Easter? Is that good or bad?
Is it a holiday?
He died, but he came back.
But then he died again.
Yeah.
Oh, no, well, actually, no, apparently he didn't. Didn't he go into some cave with a rock or something or floated
we
up
We really should
cloud?
Have figured this out before getting into it. But look, public holiday tomorrow. So it's a very special Thursday edition of Matt and Alex Mailbag.
Yeah, we don't need to do mailbag today.
What do you mean?
I mean, what's the point? you know. I mean,
oh, okay. I'm looking at a few bit of the correspondence. Well, we did ask you did pop up earlier in the week.
No, Daiso. Why don't we just go into the weekend feeling good?
Yeah, we just had a great chat to Reese. We could do that, but you know, we would be remiss of us not to get your correspondence back. Andy, on the topic of the sixth favourite segment, Name That Thing, tell Matt that yes, I despise Name That Thing and skip it every time. So there you go. Andy, making good use of the fast forward button there.
Oh, come on.
Lockie, also on the same team topic, says we need to end Matt's Name That Thing. Christy, can you please veto Name That Thing?
Okay, come on. At least we're hearing from you. I hope that you get in touch with us for other things and not just this.
So you're saying if we start posting Name That Thing on our social media, people will comment underneath it, get this rubbish off.
Yeah,
but
again,
those comments will spark the algorithm to go, oh, this is an engaging post.
Yes.
And then that's why we should keep doing Name That Thing.
Yes, that's
even
why.
Though we're annoying the very people we do this podcast for.
Yes, maybe Name That Thing, much like Jesus, will die this Friday only to be brought back.
All right. Well, as of today, it's dead, which means you can have a very good Friday tomorrow. We'll see what happens next Tuesday. On the topic of Bron becoming reproducer Bron, another Bron says, congratulations to Bron. This is a different Bron saying happy.
Yes, this is a different Bron.
Okay. Second Bron. Saying, congratulations, Bron. It was very exciting news to hear. My name is also Bron, and I'm having my first baby in September as well.
Oh, the double Bron bonanza.
We also got a voice message from Leah, who wants to say thank you to us.
Okay. I'm suddenly nervous.
Hey, guys. I'm sure you know this through the amount of years and voice memos I've sent you guys messages, but I am legit a Day.Dot fan. I have listened to every single episode of yours. During the live episode, that kind of made me feel a little bit privileged that I had listened to every single episode. But you guys came about in a time in my life that was really, really rough and rough for a lot of people. I had missed you guys so much during the JJJ days, and having you guys come back was amazing. Life's been like really, really hard, but you guys have given me honestly a purpose and something to look forward to every day. It feels lame to say this, but you guys kind of feel like my best mates, and what you guys have done for my life has been amazing. Anyway, Bron, sound producer, anyone, I want to get a sound bit of I am the God tattooed. So if you could send that on to me, maybe even an image of Matt in his weird mask over the live show, I might add that in. But yes, I really want the God. So yeah, I'm getting that. Thank you.
Oh, Leah.
Oh, no way.
What?
That's very, very sweet. Thank you very much, Leah. I'm sure the goat will be very, very happy if you ever cross paths. What to provide the sound?
A little sound bite. Is that like a little waveform, or what does Leah want to get tattooed?
I think she wants the little waveform of this.
I'm the goat. Well, yeah, let's get, yeah, that's great. That's so funny. All right, well, print it, send it out to Leah.
Well, Matt left the mask at my house as well, so now I've got a bloody goat mask in my spare room.
What do you mean mask, bro? Nah, no, it's not a mask. The goat's real, man. Remember?
That's true. That is true. But well, we have the goat, but we also have to go.
Yeah, massive thanks to Leah, and a massive thank you for listening as well, and everyone who's listened over the last 1,000 or so episodes, and now we're up to 1,004, I believe. And we're going to be hitting a little weekend now. A long weekend, actually. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday off. We're going to be back for you on Tuesday. Same time, same place. We hope you have a great break, and we'll see you then.
Thank you to Leah. Thank you to you. and we'll see you next time.
That's it. The all-day breakfast kitchen is closed. Got something to add to the show? Slide into our DMs at matt.n.alex.